You like TV? I like TV.
I do like TV.
I watch TV, and today we're gonna destroy TV.
Okay.
That's right, kids. Destroy All Movies has a another little fun podcast. Destroy All TV.
Coming at Destroy All Television. Damn Junior podcast.
Could be classic TV. Could be new TV. You never know. You never know what we're gonna throw at you.
Mostly classic TV, especially bad classic TV, which is almost all of classic television.
Yeah, real. Yeah. For real.
Destroy All Television. Damn show.
Yes, kids, Destroy All Television. Get it at damshow.co, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and everywhere you listen to your favorite podcasts. Yeah. What is that from, Richie?
What?
Yeah.
That's going to have to be...
Busta Rhymes.
Nope. No. That's going to have to... It's going to be The Producers.
No.
No? Okay.
Hung for Red October.
Oh.
When the Russian, when that Russian dude is walking through the Kremlin and everyone is saying good morning to him in Russian. And he just
he goes,
yeah.
Good movie.
Mm-hmm. Well, is that better or Crimson Tide?
Hunt for Red October is better than Crimson Tide.
I don't know.
I don't know about that, Jim.
I know.
Destroy Movies. What's up, people? I'm Richie.
Jim.
I'm Ken.
Carl.
See, Jim, you thought I was going to be a downer on that, didn't you? With the opening.
Yeah, you started.
I saw your face.
Yeah, but you fooled me.
I snuck it right in.
I went left, you cut right.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes, Jim, sometimes I know how to set a mood.
Sometimes you do.
Yeah, for the fucking three people who listen to us. So.
Well, to the three people who listen to us,
you can
find us at damshow.co.
We're doing the end already? This is a great show.
I'm doing a, opening credit.
There you go. Opening credit show.
Some people don't listen to the end.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, then shit. Email us at destroymail@gmail.com. And go to our Patreon page. And
we don't have a Patreon page. We have a website.
We have a website. Jim will tell you what we have and what we don't have. I'm going to just continue to drink.
You have?
I don't know.
Don't you have Buy Me a Drink, which is similar?
Yeah, Buy Me a Drink.
Yeah. You know the Buy Me a Coffee people?
Buy Me a Coffee.
Buy Me a Coffee. Gives you the option for it to be Buy Me a Beer.
What about Buy Me a Jameson Black on the Rocks?
No, that's not one of the options.
Then we need to work on that. We need to get Jameson to sponsor us.
Yeah, I'll work on that.
Good. Finally, you're doing something.
Yeah.
Jameson.
It would be great if Apple just bought us for $100 million.
That's like Jameson's gettable.
Yeah, of course it is.
Come on.
Yeah, I think we have a download in Ireland.
There you go. Oh. They know.
So what's on the show?
It must be done.
So what's on the show? Again?
What would you say, Ken?
I said it must be them if there's one download in Ireland.
That's it. Has to be headquarters. It's Jameson headquarters.
It's the CEO of Jameson. Yeah.
John Jameson, right?
Just how you doing, John?
Sitting there drinking with his barrels. went to his own funeral. I get it.
What if his name was James?
No, it's John Jameson. They say
James Jameson?
No, Jameson.
I'm talking about one of his descendants.
Oh, I'm sure he has a descendant named James.
James Jameson.
They're Catholic as fuck. Yeah. So, and he was ridiculed like a motherfucker in school. So at least I would have. I would have definitely gave him some sort of fucking, you know.
I'd go home and drink your whiskey.
Yeah. Anyway, what's on the show today? Reminiscent, is it? Is that how you say it?
Reminiscence.
Yes. Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman stars.
Stars in finally a movie that only had a fight scene for 30 seconds instead of 2 hours and 30 seconds. But Lord knows he had to take his shirt off because Hugh Jackman's not getting in any movie unless he's taking his shirt off. Even the Music Man. You know, he took his shirt off on that shit.
Did he? I didn't watch.
I don't know, but you know he did. It was, you know, even changing in different outfits. He was like, I got to show you. I'm going to the gym. I'm showing it off. Like, if I had to do all that shit that Marvel and, you know, makes you do, you could bet your sweet ass in every fucking movie. I don't give a shit what movie I did. I'm like, dude, just so you know, I'm taking my shirt off. Like, I got to go to the gym this much and eat this crap and fucking, I can't eat a cheeseburger like normal people. My shirt's coming off.
Why did he have to be, in shape for this movie?
He didn't have to be in shape for this one, but I'm sure he has something coming up. So it doesn't matter.
I think he's woven out again.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think he's going to do some sort of Wolverine thing.
Is Logan coming back, or is he making an appearance somewhere?
Probably an appearance, but...
Yeah, probably at like a Comic-Con.
No, in a movie, dickhead.
No, they're doing the whole multiverse thing.
Yeah, they're doing the multiverse. You know he's going to show up.
Yeah, maybe.
Without a shirt.
Maybe he'll show up, but I haven't heard any specifics Spider-Man.
I don't fucking care about the multiverse. It's too much. It's too much. What's going on?
It's too much.
Fuck. They ruin everything.
And then they make great movies.
Yeah. They ruin everything by entertaining you.
Well, the fucking Shushi Ten Rings movie. What's it called? Shushu 10 movies, 10 rings.
It's supposed to be awesome, man.
What's it called?
Shang-Chi, Legend of the Ten Rings.
Okay.
Okay.
They're just stretching for fucking shit now. They are going to the nostalgia files. Like, just like we did last week, Marvel is just like, we're running out of, like, we got to go in that box. What's that box? That's the unmarked, like, one-off, you know, three comic book series.
I know. You said the same thing about Guardians of the Galaxy. Then you see Guardians of the Galaxy. Oh, I love Guardians of the Galaxy.
One time they surprised me. One time.
One time.
One time. I'm not seeing that movie. I heard it was good, though.
I did hear it was good.
But I don't want to watch it.
But I don't want to watch
it. I heard it was good, but I don't want to watch it.
It was a good movie.
I just don't like karate movies. Just don't do it for me, man. I could care less.
I love karate movies.
I know. It's just like, enough. We get it.
From what I heard, it's not just a karate movie. But
okay.
But I mean, there's going to be karate in it.
I know. I've seen the trailer, so it's enough.
So I want to, even though technically it's Kung Fu, because the book was Shang-Chi, Master of Kung Fu, the comic.
Oh, okay. I've seen the trailer, so I'm good. And I watched the end credit scene on YouTube. So good enough.
Just skip to the end.
Is it part two?
No, it has.
When it hits Disney Plus for free, we're doing it.
Oh yeah, I'm all over it. Then.
It has the Hulk at the end, and what's his name? Sonny.
Spoiler Sonny, alert.
Whatever. who's Doctor Strange's buddy? Sonny. What's his name?
Sonny.
Sonny.
Wong.
Wong. Yeah. Wong. All right.
Sonny.
Well, he's always smiling. So he's like,
he's got a sunny disposition.
Yeah, dude, he's never in a bad mood. You ever see him, like, even when in Endgame he came out of the hole, he's all like, what's up?
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You know?
He's sunny. He's a positive guy.
positive guy who's always happy. Whatever. Good for you, Sonny. I don't know his name. So he's at the end credit as well. He drank some one of their drinks and told him to come through the hole.
Right. He drank.
What movie are you talking about?
One of whose drinks?
In Sun-Chi, Ten Rings. What's it called?
Shang-Chi.
Yeah, Shang-Chi, Ten Rings. Whatever. The Ten Rings movie.
Yeah.
The end credit scene has Bruce Banner in it.
Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, doing like that Zoom thing that they did with the holograms, like in Endgame.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah, so he's doing that. And then at the end, there's another end scene where Sonny comes and opens the hole, and he comes and he grabs him and he just takes their drink and he's like, let's go. So brings him through the magic hole to Dr. Strangeland. The magic hole through Dr. Strangeland.
I'm pretty excited for the next Doctor Strange.
These movies are getting better when I say what they are.
Yeah. Sonny's Magic Hole.
Sonny's Magic Hole. Doctor Strange
Land. Oh, that's a bad name.
Hey, it's the Fire Hole.
Come to Strange Land.
Doctor Strange Land. Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway.
I'm pretty excited for it. For the next Doctor Strange.
Yeah. That's going to be
I'm excited. It's directed by Sam Raimi.
Directed by Sam Raimi.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm not excited for Spider-Man. They showed too much of the goddamn trailer. I'm so tired of that shit. You slow the whole movie. I don't need to watch it now.
But you will.
Of course I will, but I don't need to. Just fucking let me complain.
It's much more fun to complain about these movies.
Fuck. But I mean, like, aren't you sick of like trailers being, you know, not trailer, like teaser? It's called a teaser for a reason.
Exactly. This wasn't even a full trailer, yet it showed everything.
If I'm ticket sold already, like the next Spider-Man, I don't watch the trailers.
Remember when they were doing Star Wars, the first three movies, the shit ones that came out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, those were teasers. You heard him breathe and you saw his reflection in the sun. That was it. Little Darth Vader breath and
That's how they suckered Richie in.
That's absolutely how they did it. They were like, this is going to be awesome. Then you went and you were like, this is not awesome.
This is less than awesome.
This is not, this is opposite of awesome. So yeah, that's what
it's like. It's awesome.
Like that's couldn't wait. Nice. That was horrible, Jim, but you couldn't wait. You couldn't wait to see it because that's all they showed. They just heard, you just heard a little breathing. You saw some shit in the background. You're like, whoa. Mm-hmm.
Pretty tight.
Yeah. They didn't see pumpkin bombs and Doc Ock saying, hey, Peter, and all that nonsense and whatever. Fucking pisses me off. Fuck that movie. I ain't watching.
Oh, I'm watching that shit.
I'm going to watch it.
I'm boycotting all Marvel.
Sure.
Good for you. No more happiness.
No more.
Poor Sonny.
Yeah. No more Sonny. Oh, that's fucking funny. Anyway, what we're watching, I'm sure we'll talk about. Because we have to do a little tribute to one of the greats.
Mr.
Norm Macdonald, who passed away yesterday.
Just yesterday.
Yeah.
Norman Jean Macdonald, born in 1959 in Quebec City, Quebec.
Wow, Jim with the notes. Good for you, buddy.
He's hilarious.
Yeah.
I've only seen him live once.
Oh, wow. I've never seen him live.
Yeah, I saw him down in San Jose.
Awesome.
Was I there? Did I go?
No, I think.
Oh, I was going to say, that wasn't me.
Yeah, you weren't there.
No.
I went down like a 2-hour rabbit hole on Norm last night.
Oh, my God.
On YouTube. So much.
Well, the thing is, I've never seen him not funny.
He's always
ever funny. And he did this bit on one of the roasts. I forget which roast it was, but he got up there and told incredibly corny jokes.
That was the Bob Saget. I watched that today, and someone
reviewed that and said, "Oh, Norm Macdonald bombed with terrible jokes." And that's his thing, man. All the comedians were dying. He was doing it for them.
Yes,
because I remember his Susie Essman joke. And he goes, "That Susie Essman. Some people say she has the face of an eagle." He goes, "I don't know about that, but her act is for the birds."
It's not that funny, but it's funny when he says it.
I know. Well, the thing is, it's intentionally bad.
Yeah, and that's what he does.
And, great. And all the comedians were dying. With the
sorry. I messed up.
He did tell a joke. I just heard someone play a clip from one of his Conan appearances.
And the long, convoluted
jokes. That one I've told many times. That long, convoluted joke with the moth.
The moth joke. It's hilarious.
Your light is on? Your light was on.
Yeah.
The moth goes into the, 6 minutes. Goes into the podiatrist's office.
But it took him like 6 minutes to get there.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious.
Yes.
But no, I heard this other one where he goes, my wife was in a coma. And, you know, the doctor said, you know, he said to get her out, to wake her up, that there, it's been known to work oral sex will wake up a coma patient. And he goes, "Oh my God." And he goes, no. He goes, "It worked. I know, it's worked before. It's a real thing." So, I went in there and I was, going at it for about 5 minutes. I came out and I told, "Hey doc, she's choking in there."
That's fucked up. So I rewatched Dirty Work this morning.
Oh, did you?
In honor of Norm. It's great. It's as good as any movie from that era.
My favorite part is in the jail.
Yeah.
When Norm comes walking back and starts admonishing them for trying to have sex with them.
It really hurts my feelings. It doesn't hurt as bad as that did, but
his delivery was fucking brilliant. Well,
he could say the most horrible things.
Yes.
And you just go with it because of that delivery.
Right.
But that whole Bob Saget thing, I was laughing until I was crying because I knew what he was like. You knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
Like it was supposed to be bad. Like mm-hmm. That was how funny it was.
He knows exactly what he's doing too.
Yeah, absolutely. Like it was brilliant.
Yeah.
I remember his short-lived sports show.
Oh yeah.
Which was on Comedy Central. It was really good.
I did watch it. Yeah, it was.
And there was one segment, of course, he always did the what the H segment, but there was one where he was at, you know, this basketball court, you know, outdoor basketball court. And they were filming it. And then at the end, he is at half court. And he flings the ball backwards without looking. And it goes through the basket. And he goes, "Top that, God."
So it's crazy, though. He didn't even tell his family members that he
what?
Really? Yeah. So he kept it secret from even his family.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I heard that today. I was like, holy shit. Like that's a little, you know,
Yeah.
Oh, by the way.
Well, I have two days to live.
Yeah. Well, when he got fired from Saturday Night Live, he told the story of getting fired from Saturday Night Live.
That shit was so funny.
And he goes, you know, they came to me and they said, yeah, you're fired. And he goes, oh no, I'm fired. That's bad. And they said, and you're not funny. Oh my God. That's worse. Not only am I fired,
they said we're not firing you because you said profanity on the air. We're firing you because you're not funny. That's what he was like. Oh, and I'm not funny.
I'm not funny. Oh my God.
Yeah,
he's like top two.
Oh yeah,
he was great.
I'm sorry. Oh, I loved his Weekend Update.
Oh, yeah.
Lost another great Canadian.
Well,
good night, funny man.
To you, Norm. Hmm? To you, buddy. We're raising our glasses.
Yep.
All right. Let's get into
what we're watching.
What we're watching. The happiness zone, as I call it.
Oh, sure.
I don't funny call zone. It. I've never called it that.
No.
Yeah, I don't even. What does that mean?
I don't know. What is
it? It means that when we talk about what we're watching, it makes us happy.
Oh, okay. I'm actually gonna go first because I'm watching something that I love and I haven't seen the last season of. So and the first episode was incredibly fucking funny. It's sad that it's over now, but whatever. F is for Family. I never saw the last season. So season four, was it right? Season four?
I haven't seen it either.
I didn't even know they were doing another season.
This is they did their last season. The opening fucking scene or the opening show is so fucking funny. It is. I laugh so fucking hard so many times just because of the content. It was fucking brilliant.
Only watched the first season.
Oh no, they have. He has. Let me double check what season. I think it's season four that I'm watching now.
Oh,
and that's it.
There's some more content for me.
Oh, dude, it's fucking so good. Sorry. Yeah, season four.
Awesome.
So they did four seasons, and this is their last. They didn't get renewed after this, but fuck me, is it funny? So. If you haven't seen F is for Family, you're missing out because it is, especially, you know, our age growing up in the 70s.
Yeah.
You know, shit like that, dude. It's fucking awesome.
I haven't been watching anything really except football.
I was watching Mr. Corman. It's also on Apple, I believe.
Yeah. I did not hear good things about that, but
I actually really like it. What's her name? I'm looking it up. Keely.
Yeah.
She's in a few episodes.
Yeah. I saw her in that little, you know, if you hang too long on a screen, it starts like kind of playing the trailer of the thing.
Right.
Yeah. I noticed her in it when that was going by.
She actually pulls off an American accent pretty well. I thought she was really good in it. In both, really.
Okay.
Well, before this, she did no comedies.
Oh, yeah.
This was her first comedy. That's right.
I saw that interview with her because she was just like, why did they even cast me?
You know, she was in one of the Batman movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't she like
Catwoman's? She was Catwoman's like sidekick.
Yeah.
The girl that Catwoman was looking out for.
Yeah, and Batman Begins, right?
Yeah.
No, Batman. The Dark Knight Rises.
Dark Knight Rises, yeah.
Yes. Calm down. Lower Gotham.
Take control.
Take control. Gotham. I'm giving you 5 months to foil my plan. What's wrong with that? I don't see a problem.
Some people say it's a terrible plan.
Yeah. Dude, it's 5 months. Like, a lot could happen in 5 months. I disagree. When I found that out, like, when we watched that movie, and I know I've said it a million times, but still, when we watched that movie, I was like, are they serious? Like, 5 months? Oh, yes. We must have the people frightened for 5 months. Let's get them through the holiday season and then see what happens.
So Mr. Corman's pretty good.
Then it'll blow up.
Yeah, then it'll blow up after way after Christmas. Everybody. Let's blow it up in like early February. President's Day.
I love the way the city is lit.
Yeah, the city, don't blow it up during Christmas. It's very festive and I'd like to keep it that way. Bane should have his own fucking talk show. How great would that be?
Tom Hardy?
Yeah. You won't be able to understand him.
No, not Tom Hardy. Bane.
Bane.
The character.
The Tom Hardy as Bane.
As Bane, that, but
yeah. Yeah.
Tonight. Like Space Ghost, only with Bane.
Yeah. Yeah. Give it up for Max Weinberg.
Welcome to Bane time.
Yes. Just have him do like monologues that are terrible.
It's around midnight with Bane. Around midnight.
God, that would be so funny. He'll have like a different, different criminal from Batman as his, you know, weekly, his weekly Andy Rickman, you know? You know? So that would be great.
Movies!
King Reminiscence.
That's Richie's fault.
I'll take it on the chin. I'm okay.
Starring you, Jay. This is, of course, a HBO Max release.
Yes, it's not the Amazon Prime Reminiscence.
Yeah, that's completely
different movie. Because I almost got it for $2.
I know, because Richie texted Reminiscence isn't free.
And we're all like, yeah, it is.
Like, I had to watch the trailer. I'm like, this ain't.
I don't see you, Jackman.
I don't see you, Jackman, at all. I see a kid in a hoodie. So don't go to Amazon Prime and watch it, because that's a different Reminiscence.
Yeah.
So
we want to see the one with you. No, you don't want to see the one with you, Jackman.
Yes, you do. He takes his shirt off.
Rebecca Ferguson.
Who?
Rebecca Ferguson. She's the femme fatale there.
The Watts?
No. That's Thandie Newman.
Oh, okay.
Thandie
Ferguson's in at least two Mission Impossible movies.
No, that's Watts is the broad from Mission Impossible.
She's from Mission Impossible 2, but Ferguson's also in a couple.
Oh, is she?
Later on,
yeah. The recent ones, Fallout, I think.
Yeah, the last two.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think I've seen those. The last one I saw was like Ghost Protocol or some shit like that.
She didn't have red hair.
I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah. He's doing another one, right?
Of course he is. He's like Brady. He's gonna do them until he's fucking 92.
He's slated to literally go to space. Tom Cruise is gonna go to space.
If Fast and the Furious can.
For real. No, he's really going to space.
No, I understand that. Like,
well, let's see.
Dumb.
He's rich, and all you need to go to space is having a lot of money.
Yeah.
But for the movie,
okay.
For the next Mission Impossible,
sweet,
pretty awesome.
I'm in.
I'll watch it.
I'm way down for that.
Is that where he's going to meet his Scientology UFO?
The Thetans. Xenu or whatever it is.
Yeah, he makes contact with the Zorg. Is it Zorg? No.
Xenu.
Xenu. Zorg.
It would have been funnier if it was Zorg.
Right? Zorg, you're a monster.
I know.
Best line from Gary Oldman ever.
It is a good line.
Yep. What's it from?
Fifth element.
Yeah. When the priest calls him a monster, and he just says,
I know.
Zog, you're a monster. I know. So.
Gary Oldman delivers that line better.
Well, true. I'm not Gary Oldman, and I'm two Jamesons in. So let's see what happens with Reminiscence before I order up a third.
Look at these little things. Reminiscence.
Before we get into that, I gotta say,
let's just prolong this.
I enjoy the added alcohol to the podcast. Just saying.
All right. Well, this was directed, written, and produced by Lisa Joy, so we can blame her.
Who is she?
She was the writer, director, and producer.
What has she done before this?
Or is Westworld? This or Westworld, is this the TV show.
A Westworld. That's why Thandie Newton was in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other girl. There's another girl that was
in. Yeah. The other girl was also in Westworld.
I saw Jonathan Nolan in the credits too. I think producer, maybe writer, also Westworld. Christopher Nolan's brother.
Well, we can thank Westworld and HBO for this.
Yeah.
Because this was a POS, baby.
I like Westworld.
I liked Westworld too. This wasn't Westworld.
Let's not just badmouth this until we go through it.
All right. We're in the future. We're in the future where climate change has caused Miami to be, flooded.
Right.
Yeah. People still lived in the upper portions of the building. Man, those buildings have got to reek.
Seriously.
Just the mosquitoes alone.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the main electricity is in the basement. It's underwater.
Yeah, but they could have moved it to the top.
Carl's right. You saw no power cables.
That shit.
Well, that is true.
It's underwater.
All right. So what they never explained what happened.
Climate change.
No, I think
it's assumed that it's climate change, but don't explain it.
No, they even say it in the beginning.
Well, they said, yeah, climate change made Miami.
Oh, right.
Okay. The ocean rose and flooded Miami. They're practically flooding now. In Miami, they showed like sewer caps where water was coming up through those little holes.
That's going to be awesome.
Oh, boy. Just go to Hotlanta. It's like 3 hours away.
Hotlanta is going to be the new Florida. God's waiting room right now is flooding.
So Hugh Jackman goes to work. You got to take boats everywhere and then walk through puddles. Why wasn't he walking on the sidewalk? Why was he intentionally walking in that flooded street?
So and like if I was a vendor, all I would sell would be like hip waders. Like I'd make a killing. I could live with the rich people just by selling hip waders.
Like ponchos, but for like hip waders. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
it's your business. Hip waders.
Man, that's brilliant.
And off. I would take all my money and put it in off.
Well,
because of the mosquito problem.
Oh, absolutely. And air conditioning.
There will be so many mosquitoes.
So much standing water. I'm like, how are they just walking around these streets without doing that?
And air conditioning. They said because it's so hot during the day, everyone.
That is true.
Everyone sleeps during the day and
parties at night.
Parties at night.
But he had on like a long jacket every time he went out.
Yeah.
During the day.
Exactly.
Walking the streets.
He had that trench.
Yeah, but that was for the look.
Yeah, I know, because it's supposed to be noir.
It's definitely noir.
Right, right.
Right.
Anyway, go ahead.
Wait, the girl just corrected me. It's definitely noir, he said.
Well, it's so film noir that, like, I'm surprised it wasn't black and white.
I know. Yeah. Like, it's like it was in your face.
Yeah, so obvious.
So Hugh Jackman's in the business of memories, where he gets people to they pay him to relive their memories.
Right.
So in walks the femme fatale, and he goes, "What could I do for you, doll?" Doll face.
Right.
Not as bad as that, but it
almost,
it's close.
It may as well have been.
It's close. Oh, and Hugh Jackman does the voiceover throughout nice the games. Whole thing.
The whole narration.
Yeah. He's the narrator telling you the story of his life. So she says, "I can't find my keys." And she gets in the machine. Now, this reminded me a lot of, it was a Ray Fiennes movie.
Total Recall?
Not Total Recall.
Oh, that's not a Ray Fiennes movie.
Strange Days.
Strange Days.
Yeah. Right. Didn't that have kind of the same thing where he, could relive, you can live other people's memories?
You would be jacked in, and you'd wear a headset, and it would show someone who couldn't walk, they could run on a beach.
Right.
So that would be,
So
good call.
Yeah, so
that was.
Because I don't remember Strange Days that clearly, but
it's pretty good.
I remember Bigelow. It was kind of like this.
I've never seen Strange Days.
It's Catherine Bigelow's first directing.
Okay. Yeah.
It was a good movie.
It is good.
You've seen that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's a good but one. Not down Periscope. Priorities, Carl. Priorities.
So he finds her missing keys in her memory. He's got like this hologram thing where he can, see what their memories are.
Right.
And that horseshit he pulls later, because I'm sitting there going, why are we seeing these people's memories from this perspective?
Yeah.
Where you see,
like, there's a camera
outside the person. And later he says, "Oh, well, the more you go by, the more you think about it, pretty soon you see yourself." And I'm going, bullshit.
Well, that's how they had to set up the ending.
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah. Let's skip to the ending.
No, I'm asking, what do you
mean? I don't want to relive this movie.
Well, They had to over explain so they can. So when she was telling basically the burn dude, and it was Hugh Jackman instead of the burn dude, the cop.
Yeah.
That's why. So they had to over explain. If you keep going back far enough, you can basically
be in the someone's memory.
Right. Be in. And that's how the ending happened. So they have to over-explain so you can get there. Because that's how bad this was.
So they blow past the keys, and he wants to keep looking. They make a point. We never go over 30 volts.
Why?
So at the end, when
to set it up for later.
So they can, right. So
when
they can
he burn turns them. It into, yeah, exactly.
Literally burn them.
And
that's about right.
So
your mood is about right for this movie.
I don't need I don't need to hear the recap at all.
Yeah. So she's so he sees in a memory she's singing a sultry tune that he really digs. And let's cut a long story short.
Yeah.
We'll just blaze by it.
The tune is the keys to the vault?
Yep. Yeah, the tune is the key to his memory vault.
Right. So she dupes them to get the memory so they can steal some memories from this other person, who the dirty cop who worked for the drug lord who she worked for as well, who stole his drugs and killed, and then Hugh Jackman went and killed him because he thought he was still in love with her and he duped her. And then the drug lord, died, and then his, fish tank got blown up. And then the drug lord, was upset when then he died, because he was in the camp that, Hugh Jackman was the Navy boy at, and then Hugh Jackman was, again, reliving someone else's memory. And then the Watts came and blew everybody away. And then Hugh Jackman, was duped again by the broad, and, the dirty cop who worked for the drug lord was, had this plan to, kill the Baron's mistress's kid. So his son, who set up everything for the Baron's mistress's kid, to for the dirty cop to kill him, and the cop was trying to solve this this crime, and it ended up that Hugh Jackman solved it with the memory sticks and very very small underwear in in a tank of water and a headset, and then there were show tunes. And that's how it ended. Did I get it right?
Dude, I like the speed. Let's keep it going. Half a star.
That was the best recap ever.
Did I get it right?
Thereabouts, yeah.
That was okay. That recap was almost as long as the movie.
Okay.
That was awesome. That was awesome.
I said, that's speeding it up. Because yeah,
well, just saying. And then Hugh Jackman was so mad that he knew that the girl came back to save him or not dupe him. And the cop,
yeah, she really was in love.
Right. She really was in love. And then the dirty cop ended up getting burned by living the same memory of when he got burned, literally,
yeah,
when he was set on fire. By the other henchman, and he just keeps reliving that. And then Hugh Jackman says, I solved the crime, but I burned the guy, so I got to go to jail, but I'll cut a deal. And then my sentence is to go into the tank forever and then relive the best memory, which I don't even know. Like, do you get to like if you were going to live your best memory, like now that the movie's over, we already know that the movie's over.
Okay.
So I think I kind of nailed it. If you were going to live your best memory, what would it be?
Wow, really? Man, that's hard to... Well, got a lot of best memories.
Okay. If you were going to relive any memory, what would it be? Just throw a memory at it. Something fun, something stupid, something funny. Man, that was a great time.
I went to visit a friend in Humboldt, which is loaded with stone people.
Right.
And I watched Pulp Fiction opening weekend at a theater. It was the greatest theater experience I've ever had.
Okay, so that's your memory.
That's thank, one of them.
Thank God.
You just asked me to come up.
So. I'm just saying, thank God your wife don't watch this. I know. Listen to this show.
Yeah. Wedding day too. Wedding
Carl's,
day.
Carl's watching a movie.
Game six. Game six, man.
All right, game six.
Which game six?
Which game six?
I don't know.
Mets Red Sox.
Yeah.
Oh, you were there?
No, I was watching it.
Oh, shit.
What? I'm a Mets fan.
At least
I was. Wow. I was watching it with my dad and Dit.
Dit. Wow. Yeah. That dude.
And when the ball went through Buckner's legs, we all jumped around in a circle, just jumping jumping and rotating. It went through his legs. It went through his legs.
Everyone knows that game just by legend. You were actually there?
No, you house, actually at the house.
You must have been super young, though.
I was 16.
Yeah, I wasn't that young.
Yeah.
So you were...
No, 86 was a big year. Giants Super Bowl and Mets World Series.
Jim was 23.
Oh.
In 86. See, he's 7 years old.
Okay.
Everyone knows that Buckner dropped the ball.
What?
So, Ken, go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
What are you saving it for last, Richie? Because you're gonna wow us with it?
No.
Yeah, learning to ride the bike with my dad.
Oh
wow!
Pretty cool. Yep.
Come on.
One of those old banana seat bikes with blocks on the pedals. It was way too big for me. That was pretty cool.
Wow. Look at you. Like heartfelt. Good shit. Good for you.
I know.
Mine is so fucking.
Mine wasn't heartfelt. I said it was with dad.
Yeah. I know. You're
as well.
With your dad, too. You probably cried. Carl watches a movie and Carl's watching a movie with stoners is one of his favorite memories.
It was Pulp Fiction. There was nothing else like it ever made.
He's like, I can go back anywhere. I'm going to watch Pulp Fiction with my stoner friends.
The nachos were amazing, too.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
So this movie.
Oh, no, we didn't give Rich.
No.
That's right. Richie. I'm sorry.
Probably opening for Ace Frehley was my favorite.
Hell yeah.
Frehley's
was my favorite. I would love to relive that again. Like, he played my Les Paul. I met him. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. It was in Asbury Park in a place called the Rock Horse. It was a way cool show. So Ace Frehley. Yeah.
Did Bruce Springsteen stop by in Asbury Park?
No. Nope. So
that's pretty neat.
Yes, it's not the Stone Pony.
No. It was across the street from the Stone Pony. I played the Stone Pony and I opened for I forget who. But man, what a disappointment the Stone Pony was. You want to talk about? I was so juiced to play the Stone Pony. Name on the marquee, Lords of Force. You were like, this is going to be awesome. We went there. I was like, what in the fuck is this shithole that we're playing? It was so bad.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I opened for Ace Frehley twice, actually. But the Rock Horse was the best one. The coolest part of the Ace Frehley memory was when we opened for him at the Fast Lane 2. Remember that place in Asbury Park, guys?
Wow. Yep.
Our bass player Tom stole beer with him out of their beer, their beer stock. So that was a great memory. So,
but he was already plastered anyway, right?
Ace, yeah, he was pretty hammered at the time, and backstage was downstairs, and on there was this panel, and it had two handles, like hand handles, on the wall.
This one.
And you took it off, and it was their liquor stock, and like their cooler for their bar. So all the kegs were at the bottom, and they would just go up the. And then Ace Frehley saw it, and he was like jackpot, and saw like five or six cases of Heineken just sitting there, and he goes, anybody want some beer? And my buddy Tom, who ended up dying, deadpan was just like, I'll steal beer with you, Ace Frehley. That's what he said. He goes, I'll steal beer with you. And him and Ace were basically handing Ace's roadie and my roadie Bernard cases of Heineken out the basement window of this shit club in fucking Asbury Park. What a great night. So, but yeah,
I have plenty of good memories. I shouldn't have picked a movie.
No, dude, you're keeping your fucking memory. It's so cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna switch up to going to Bogota, Colombia, for all access passes to Tenacious D, Weezer, and the Foo.
Much better than fucking Humble
with my wife.
Excellent. This is where V got hit on by Taylor.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Right. Way better. I don't know why you want to keep really reliving that, but okay.
Just switching it up.
That's funny. Anyway, so that's reminiscence.
So what do you re-rate it?
I give it a solid two.
Two.
And here's why.
Wow.
Here's why I give it a two.
Okay.
All right.
Convince me it's a two.
Okay. Here's why I give it a two. Because it was a story. Yes, it was a long and boring story. But it was still a story. So it kept you like you were always waiting for something to happen.
And just because it doesn't.
Right. So it's not a three. The fight scene was only like 30 seconds. So that made me happy that, it, you know, I knew there was going to be a fight scene because it's Hugh Jackman. I knew he was going to take off his shirt because it's Hugh Jackman. So I had to deal with that. But at least
he had some sweet moves in those fight. In that fight.
But at least it was just more of a story. Yeah, a fucking boring one. And yeah, like they could have cut it down again to 90, a nice 90 minutes. But at least it was a story. It kept me wanting more instead of like at the end, I was like, when is like they could have just did this way earlier and I wouldn't have had to sit through a lot of other crap.
Well,
so that's why I give it a two.
But it had it was the kind story. Of fight scene you hate where.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Where he got his head bashed into that metal sign and. Was
and he still fine. Was fight right. But my point was, it was a short fight. It wasn't through the whole movie.
Right.
Where there was fight scenes. Well, that's what I liked about the movie.
Okay.
Yeah, it was
and a story. And you gave a point for each of those items.
Yes. Yes. Two. That's it. Wow. There you go.
Okay. Carl?
I'm not really a fan of the genre of film noir. And this was absolutely film noir down to its bones. It just annoys me. The voiceovers and it's the same stories. I had to look the guy up. It's one of my favorite that guys ever. Cliff Curtis played Cyrus Booth.
Okay. Training Day.
Training Day. He's so good in Training Day. Yeah. He's one of my favorite that guys of all time. So wait, I'm
who was Cyrus Booth?
The main bad guy that was all scarred up.
Oh, the scarred up guy. He was also in
so many movies.
Yeah, he was in a Die Hard, one of the later Die Hards.
He's in like everything.
Die Hard 4.
Fear the Walking Dead.
He was in The Walking Dead. He goes back to Training Day and Three Kings. He's really good in.
Right. Yeah, Cliff Curtis, right? That's his name?
Yeah.
He
played an FBI guy in one of the later.
And I just learned he's from New Zealand.
Yeah.
And he can play any race, any character. He's great.
Oh, he was in Hobbs and Shaw. He was The Rock's brother.
Yeah. He's the best.
Yeah.
So for him, one crosshair. The rest, fuck it.
All right. I get it.
Yep.
And?
I'm right there with you, Carl. One, and the one is not because of Cliff Curtis. The one is because... You know, I had a hard time sleeping that night, and so I put that movie on, and I fell asleep a few times. So it actually helped me, and I didn't have to take Tylenol PM or melatonin. So, just one.
Nice. Okay. One for you. I get it.
Okay. Go ahead,
Jim.
Here's my torture. I normally, if I watch this on a weeknight, especially a little later, I will definitely fall asleep before the end. Mm-hmm. And I didn't.
Oh,
I had to sit through the whole thing. Nothing was ever blurred by fatigue or anything.
Wow.
Right in my face. This was a terrible, terrible movie. I give it half a crosshair only because Hugh Jackman is in it.
Oh.
Well, I like Hugh Jackman. So I got to give it something.
So you give it a half.
It's hard to dislike Hugh Jackman, but how many really good movies has he been in besides
Rich,
like
he gives it a half, Rich.
What's up?
He gave half. It a half.
Half.
A half. Because of Sound Hugh Jackman. Off. I can't even give it a one. It was so terrible.
At least give him the half.
Yeah, sound off, man.
There it is.
What are you texting, man?
Don't worry about what I'm texting.
A half.
So come on, I had a story.
Yes, it did.
A very long and boring story, but it had a story. That's why I gave it to Hadu. I was just like, this is a story. This fucking long and boring, stupid
story. It had a story.
Rebecca Ferguson's a very attractive person. That was nice. But I'm still going one.
This received 39% positive reviews on Rotten Tomatoes out of 166 reviews. 39% are positive. Surprising too high? Or yeah, surprising? Actually. Yeah, I think this should have been hated by more people.
Those people just knew not to watch it.
Well, I'll take this one on the chin. Like I said, I get it.
You shouldn't have gone first.
No, it's fine.
But you should watch out.
Why?
Because this is the end of Destroy All.
Oh, wow. That's
the end of this episode.
That's right. If you want to email us, you can email us at destroymail@gmail.com. destroymail@gmail.com. If you want to watch other movies or podcasts about what we do, you go to Damn Junior Podcasting.
Damshow.co.
So that's the end of this show. We'll see everyone on the next show.
Yeah, when we do Jaws.
You want to do Jaws?
No.
Oh, okay. No. We'll figure something else to do.
No, aren't we doing what comes out next week? Isn't there a movie coming out? Isn't there a Hugh Jackman movie coming out?
Reminiscence 2?
Yeah.
Well, not that I know of.
All right.
Nothing huge that I can think of.
Fair enough.
So we'll figure something out.
Nothing huge at all.
We'll have to go back to the nostalgia file.
No, we don't have to. There may be another first run movie.
Yeah.
Like a Netflix.
Sure.
You know their track record's really good with movies.
Isn't there a new one with Jason Momoa and Dave Bautista?
That's a show.
Oh, the show? Okay.
It's called
C. Yes. It's about like the distant future where society has crumbled and everyone is blind.
I believe that's even like the second season. I haven't watched any of it. But.
No, but that's the premise.
Oh, okay.
And then there is some kid born who can see. And
he's the best at darts.
He doesn't even have to throw them. He can just walk over and stick them in there. Yeah. I win again.
Bullseye.
Who's going to contest them?
That's right. He doesn't even have to put it in the bullseye. Just throw it at the board. As long as it makes that sound.
I nailed it again. Man, I'm good.
I'm on fire tonight.
I'm on fire today.
Who wants to go bowling?
Oh my god. Anybody for archery? Anybody? Oh Christ. I'm going right to hell.
Toss across.
Toss across. Oh my god, that's so funny. Oh my god. Anyway,
hey, you really crack yourself up, right?
Anyway, that's the Destroy All Movies. I'm Richie.
Carl.
Yeah.
Not that mention. You like TV? I like TV.
I do like TV.
I watch TV, and today we're going to destroy TV.
Okay.
That's right, kids. Destroy All Movies has a another little fun podcast. Destroy All TV.
Coming at Destroy All Television. Damn Junior Podcasting.
Could be classic TV, could be new TV. You never know. You never know what we're going to throw at you.
Mostly classic TV, especially bad classic TV, which is almost all of classic television.
Yeah, real.
Destroy All Television. Damn show.
Yes, Kids, Destroy All Television. Get it at damshow.co, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and everywhere you listen to your favorite podcasts.